select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR tracks today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fan rewards.
Caution flag number 7 is flying over the Xfinity 500 at the end of stage 2, but that did not minimize the extracurricular activity after the caution flag came out.
No, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Daniel Suarez have had a major disagreement. That obviously continues on right now as we've been working this caution flag. They have been playing bumper cars, been pushing each other into the wall. It's been entertaining to watch, but either of those drivers, well, they're not very happy at the moment. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Back at Martinsville, pit lane is open. Steve Post.
Brad Keselowski wins the battle off from pit road. Kyle Larson goes out second. William Byron, Denny Hamlin, and Alex Bowman, your front five off from pit road. Ryan Blaney come off about six, so he lost a couple of spots. Ryan reported that the car just got very loose by the end of that run, and that is a long run. So they made some notes, made some adjustments. Ryan Blaney down and away. Chris Wilner.
Brad Keselowski in the RFK group had a flawless pit stop. Four tires and Sunoco fuel. No major adjustments for Brad. Now for Kyle Larson, he came over the radio and said, well, I think the car's fine. They weren't planning on any adjustments, but Christopher Bell had an issue out on the racetrack. He has now pulled his Toyota back to pit road. It is smoking with left side damage. So second trip for Christopher Bell, who again stayed out on that long run to gain track position, finished sixth. He's now back on the pit road. He did also complain of a tight race car. So too did William Byron, four tire Sunoco fuel, and Denny Hamlin. We've documented his march through the field. He said, if you can keep my entry secure, I can take care of the rest. They made a slight adjustment, four tires and fuel. But again, trouble for Christopher Bell, who is back on pit road.
Trouble on the left front for Christopher Bell at the most inopportune times. He'll go to the back of the pack as Brad Keselowski will retain the lead. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
The NASCAR Cup Series is racing today at the Martinsville Speedway in Virginia. Motor Racing Network here with you with live coverage of the Xfinity 500. So glad you're spending your Sunday evening with us here on the Motor Racing Network. Mike Bagley alongside Alex Hayden and NASCAR Hall of Famer and seven-time Martinsville winner Rusty Wallace. Dave Mooney's out in the corners. Our pit and garage coverage today coming from Steve Post and Chris Wilner. We are right now working the seventh caution flag of the afternoon. It comes at the end of Stage 2 with Brad Keselowski in command. Brad has led 63 laps so far today. Kyle Larson right now coming off of pit road in second. William Byron, Denny Hamlin, and Alex Bowman, the top five drivers as we begin the final stage of today's race.
Ryan Blaney lost four positions on the pit lane, as Steve Post reported. Had a chance to go back and review some video footage we had access to. As he was pulling out of the pit box, he clipped the tire carrier for Carson Hocevar's team, knocking the the carrier sideways and the tire out of his hands, and that caused Ryan Blaney to have a small hiccup there on the pit stop. And a small problem like that can create a major issue, and just like we saw with Christopher Bell down there having to come back in, Rusty.
Well, he goes in second and comes out sixth. That was a big hit for Blaney. So, I mean, again, you can't have mistakes, and I really don't know who to blame that on because the pit road is just so tight down there, guys. I don't know if it was avoidable or not. I think Blaney's just about had his stop done. Here comes Carson Hocevar in, got the left rear quarter kind of hung out in front of him. Blaney had to make a really hard right-hand turn to get around him and just touch that pit guy just a little bit, but all's good so far.
Updating the situation on Christopher Bell. He had to come back down the pit lane. Chris Wilner reporting smoke coming from the left front. The update there, they didn't have a nut on the wheel. Went it back out onto the racetrack. Had to come back. It had tightened up. That drops Christopher Bell to the 31st position. And right now, Christopher finds himself out of Championship Four territory as we go to Phoenix next weekend.
They're exceptionally fortunate that the wheel didn't come off on the racetrack without a nut on there. And that would have been a big penalty. And also the fact that you lose your crew chief and a crew member as well. So they got away with one, but they did lose a ton of track positions, Chris Wilner.
They certainly did, and Adam Stevens just trying to calm his driver and the team down. He got everybody on the radio and said, take a deep breath. We can claw out of this. We are a team that can battle adversity. Again, don't forget, this has been one of the stellar pit crews throughout the entire 2024 season, but a hang-up on the left front did not get that nut on, as you guys talked about, and Christopher came on the radio and said, I'm all calm. Just tell me what I need to do to get back up front. Adam Stevens says, I'm working on a plan. I'll let you know, but again, all calm and cool down here in the JGR pit for Christopher Bell after that miscue on pit road.
Got his head back in the game. Adam Stevens doing what he should do, keeping everybody calm, cool, and collected. They've got a fast race car, and they still have 231 laps to get back to the front.
After the choose and decision what lane to restart in, no big shakeup there this time either. Brad Keselowski, the race leader, opts for the bottom of the racetrack with Kyle Larson to his right elbow headed for the Geico restart zone.
Here come Brad Keselowski and Kyle Larson. Lap 270 goes on the board. What a great restart for Brad Keselowski. He'll lead Frog out in front and lead the field back to the corner.
Larson unable to challenge for the lead at all. He's going to have to fight hard now to hang on to the number two spot. Here's William Byron to the inside. Byron to second. Larson back to third if he can shut the door on Alex Bowman.
He does so because Bowman's too busy fighting for position with Denny Hamlin right now. Bowman would continue to wedge his way underneath the Toyota.
Denny Hamlin hung out in that outside lane and he's got a line of cars underneath him. He's either got to beat Bowman or go backwards. He'll go for option one. He slides across the nose of Bowman to hang on to fourth place.
And now Ryan Blaney will fill the lane to the outside of Alex Bowman across the line. Here goes Blaney to the outside of Bowman while Hamlin has thoughts of going to the inside of Larson for third.
Took a peek inside of Larson. Could not make it stick. Blaney around the hard way. He will go to the high lane and take over fifth.
He does indeed, as Ryan Preece continues to be stuck on the outside. He's going to give up another spot, but he gets a good run to the outside of Austin Dillon. Ross Chastain stacked up right there as well in the back half of the top 10.
They are at the tail end of that top 10. Austin Dillon to the inside of the Ryan Preece machine. Preece has run a lot of laps here over the years, the majority of them in a Whelen modified. He knows that outside lane.
Props and a shout out to Ryan Preece for the great run he's having today. He right now is in a battle for the seventh position. Chase Briscoe, his Stewart Haas Racing teammate, also having a good run today. Right now, Dave, wailing on the back bumper of Chastain on the backstretch.
Yeah, there's a little bit of contact going on there. Wow, he really jacked him up going into three. He might have had some help from behind by Chase Elliott. Elliott's now looking three wide.
I'll tell you what, Denny Hamlin, man, he's got the front of that car turning really good. He just pulled it down under the bottom of the five car. Kyle Larson just kind of showed me that 11's probably handling better than it's handled all day long so far, guys.
It is indeed. Further back, Chase Briscoe on the move. He finally tries to clear the Be a Moose Chevrolet of Ross Chastain. And Chastain gives Briscoe the business off into turn number one.
Hey, Chastain's upset with Briscoe, and I think that might not be the right place to place the blame, because Briscoe was getting shoved from behind. It pushed him into Chastain.
Chastain takes Briscoe up the racetrack. Chase Elliott right there is in the mix. Throw Joey Logano in that battle as well. They're racing for 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Now Chase Briscoe returns the favor. He moves Chastain up the racetrack a bit in turn one. Tries to dial it up and go to the inside, heading down the backstretch.
This is from 9th on back. And again, these two machines really trading paint all the way around this racetrack. They bang doors right here at the start-finish line. Briscoe to the inside of Chastain.
Gloves are off just past the halfway mark here at Martinsville. Chastain and Briscoe down the back straightaway. Ross takes the spot. Chase into him again. Chase gets shoved up the banking. Chase Elliott will try and go under them both.
Briscoe rebounds. He'll keep the spot. Ross Chastain has had enough of Chase Briscoe. Now he lost the spot to Chase Elliott as well.
They're going to have to calm down or somebody's going for a long ride with a loud ending. For the moment, they are separated by the car of Chase Elliott.
Yeah, they are. So we'll settle things down and let you know how they're being scored right now at lap number 280. As we look at this leaderboard, Brad Keselowski is the race leader. William Byron is second. Kyle Larson is third. And Denny Hamlin is fourth. Ryan Blaney goes fifth. Alex Bowman is sixth. Austin Dillon seventh. Ryan Preece is eighth. Chase Briscoe ninth. And Chase Elliott is 10th.
Ross Chastain has settled down and will ride in the 11th position with Joey Logano behind him in 12th. You got Noah Gregson in 13th, Bubba Wallace in 14th, and Martin Truex Jr. in 15th. 16th is Kyle Busch. Michael McDowell is 17th. Josh Berry is 18th with Harrison Burton 19th and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in 20th.
Ty Gibbs is 21st. Eric Jones is 22nd. Daniel Hemric is 23rd. Daniel Suarez 24th. Carson Hocevar 25th. 26th is Shane Van Gisbergen. Christopher Bell is 27th. Zane Smith 28th. 29th is Austin Cindric and Justin Haley is 30th.
Kaz Grala is 31st and is the last car on the lead lap. You've got Todd Gilliland in 32nd, one lap down. Chris Buescher 33rd, one lap down. Tyler Reddick, who's had a miserable day today, he's 34th and two laps down, along with John Hunter Nemechek in 35th. Corey LaJoy has been behind the wall and has returned to the racetrack, 73 laps in arrears in 36th. Josh Balicki, the only car out of this race, posted in the 37th and final position.
Martinsville Speedway sits in the foothills. There's a lot of big hills up and down all around this racetrack. And right now, Steve Post, Martin Truex Jr., our pole sitter, is climbing the hill again. It has been an up and down day for Truex all afternoon.
Yeah, started so good. He won the pole position here yesterday. The first 60 or so laps were good. Lap number 67, they came in and pitted, and he got a speeding penalty. And he has scratched and clawed his way from a lap down, finally to get to the lead lap. Now, he's made his way up inside the top 15, but literally in the last three laps, Martin Truex has just cued the radio and talked to James Small and said, "I've lost the handle again on the car. Tight in the center and no drive off." So right now, here they sit. They've got at least one more pit stop, one more adjustment to try to rally back. But an up and down day for Martin Truex Jr. looks better on paper. But right now, Martin Truex not really happy with the handle of that race car.
He was two laps down earlier in the race, got both laps back to get on the lead lap. He spun in turn number four on lap 184, lost a lap there, took a wave around, got the lap back, and as Steve Post reported, right now, just trying to hang on until they can get back to pit lane.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo! Pile up on aisle 9. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win!
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with Straight Savings. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight Savings Plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
As we continue to enjoy today's Xfinity 500, got to remember there are still thousands of people who remain affected by Hurricanes Helene and Milton, and they still need our help, and they need it now. Your donation enables the Red Cross to prepare for, respond to, and help people recover from this disaster. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-733-2767 to make a financial donation or to schedule a blood donation appointment. Individuals can also text the word Helene to 90999 to make a donation. We're down to 207 laps to go in the Xfinity 500. Brad Keselowski is the race leader from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Continuing to work under the green flag. We are 29 laps into this particular green flag run as we've got 204 laps to go with Brad Keselowski up front, Mike.
Rusty, we've been racing a little over 2 hours now, and we've put 297 laps on the board. We've got 203 laps to go. What's the driver mental space right now like? Because you've been at it for a while, and you've more times than not have had guys beating and banging all over you here over the course of this race.
I think a lot of frustration, a lot of mindset. How can I make this thing work? Meaning that the top five cars, that's what I got myself focused on right now. They're running exactly the same speed. Hardly nobody can catch anybody. Nobody can pass anybody. It's probably one of the tightest races I've seen between these guys in a long time. And they got to be thinking, I got to try a different lane. I got to go low. I got to go high. I got to do something different to pass somebody, because it's frustrating right now. Just watch them run lap after lap after lap, and they can't get around anybody right now.
Yeah, that is part of it right now. At this point, you need your driver, the competition, to make a mistake, maybe overdrive the corner or slip just a bit getting onto the brakes, or perhaps a pit stop issue to give up some track position. But right now, to you guys' point, when you look at lap times, 20.80 for Brad Keselowski, 20.78 for William Byron, 20.8 for Larson. It's basically the same.
Right now, I'm watching a battle on the racetrack for the ninth position. A couple of chases, Briscoe and Elliott. They've been going at it pretty hot and heavy. Right now, Briscoe getting the better of Elliott. Oh, Elliott just gives him a shove coming out of four, and he's going to root his way to the inside. Again, side by side for ninth, headed to one.
Chase Elliott to the bottom on Chase Briscoe. He'll slide underneath him or attempt to at the exit of turn two. Can't quite get the job done. Chase Briscoe not giving up the shift, but Elliott will slide through now and take that spot.
They're going to have to figure this out in a hurry, because there's a lap car of Chris Buescher dead ahead as they work their way back into the shadows of turn one.
Which way will Chris Buescher go? He'll go at least for the moment to the bottom of the racetrack. They're going to try and go three wide around him. No! Elliott gets into the back of Buescher. He turns him down pit road. Almost a disaster for Chase Elliott as he gets into the back of a lap machine.
Elliott looked like he wanted to go three wide, and Buescher moved over to give him room, and that was a case of too little too late. Buescher got nailed in the back bumper, and that, Alex, shoved him to the entrance of pit road.
Yeah, Chris Buescher did absolutely nothing wrong on that. He was just trying to get out of the way and be sportsmanlike, knowing it wasn't his day today.
I'll tell you, that was an unreal move. I saw Chase Elliott going for it. He went to shoot to the bottom under Buescher to make it three wide, like you said, and he hit the back of Buescher fairly hard, so hard it knocked him off the racetrack and down pit road, like you just said. I'm telling you, I'm glad nobody got hurt on that one, because I thought they were all going to go spinning in circles on that particular incident there.
That Chris Buescher team, though, immediately reflexed with, well, you know what, you're on pit road, you might as well come get some tires. They made a four-tire pit stop. Chris Buescher back out onto the racetrack with just minimal damage on the back end of that Ford Mustang. But the question is there any damage on the nose of that Chase Elliott Chevrolet?
He comes up off turn four right now. We take a peek at him through the binoculars. Nose of that race car looks pretty good, and it's fast because he's closed back in on Chase Briscoe.
Yeah, he has. That battle is about to recommence now. Briscoe's got the spot. Elliott wants the spot. No lap traffic in the immediate future. Let's see if they can get it decided.
So while that settles down, the battle for third flares up. Kyle Larson looks in the rearview mirror, and Ryan Blaney is right at his back doorstep.
Blaney may have the fastest car in the top five right now. He's reeled Larson in from about seven car lengths back. He's there in three.
Kyle Larson occupies the bottom of the racetrack, exactly where Blaney wants to be. Again, that is for third and fourth, with Brad Keselowski the leader and William Byron still second. Steve Post, what's the update for the Chase Elliott car after the hard contact?
They had the same concern that you gentlemen did in the booth. Is there any damage on the front of it? They've been watching Speedway TV, the big screen here in the middle of the infield. They also have photographers around the racetrack. Alan Gustafson has just looked at photos, and they have not said anything about any damage. All they talked about with the driver is refocus. Matter of fact, Alan Gustafson just given the signal, everything is A-OK on the front of the Chase Elliott automobile.
Right now, Chase Elliott running in the 10th position, 6.6 seconds behind the leader with 190 laps remaining.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water, please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Change for the 12th position while we were away. Noah Gregson got to the inside of Joey Logano to take the 12th spot. Logano falls to 13th. All that going on while Brad Keselowski continues to show the way here at Martinsville. His lead over William Byron, four car lengths. Kyle Larson is third. Ryan Blaney is fourth. And fifth is Denny Hamlin. Lap 314 of the 500 on the board. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Thank you. Problems for Ty Gibbs on the racetrack as we welcome you back to the Martinsville Speedway. The car shot up the banking in two. It looked like he was half speed on the back straightaway. Alex, he is really wrestling that race car right now.
Yeah, he is. Not having a lot of fun. He's getting hammered in the back bumper. Todd Gilliland shoved him out of the way. He continues to fall backwards.
Right trying now, to hang on to the outside lane in that car as they come stampeding underneath him. I don't know if he's looking to get to pit road, but if he is, it's going to be another lap because he can't get to the bottom.
Right now, Ty Gibbs is posted in the 26th position. The Xfinity fastest lap of the race so far has been run by Corey LaJoie, 94.704 miles an hour. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR for the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because you only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Rusty, you've been watching Ty Gibbs and what he's doing from behind the wheel of the car. What do you think it is?
I think he's losing his brakes. I really do. He gets in a corner kind of okay, then gets out of the throttle almost halfway down the back straightaway and barely goes in the corner. It's like he just can't get that car to slow down. Now that particular lap, he's kind of back going again. So it's a little bit mysterious, but it does have the look of low brakes.
Ty Gibbs right now wrestling that race car. And to Rusty's point, he drastically comes out of the throttle midway down the straightaway. He has fallen back into the clutches of Brad Keselowski. He's lost a lap. He's being bypassed by William Byron. You got Kyle Larson and Ryan Blaney also trying to pass the Ty Gibbs car. And Alex, he's still stuck in that outside lane.
And there is not a thing in the world that sounds like fun about having lack of brakes at Martinsville Speedway. Chris Wilner, what are you hearing?
It's not only just a little bit of a soft brake pedal, it's the fact that Ty Gibbs is complaining on the radio, I have no gear shift, I'm pulling the gear back and it's not going anywhere, fourth gear. So remember, sometimes we'll see drivers downshift into the corners over the course of the run. Ty Gibbs is stuck in third gear and he does not know how to get it out, and he is just falling back through the field.
Well, that explains why he looks like he's slowing down in the middle of the straightaway, Rusty.
Yeah, he just runs that motor all it's going to run before the RPM gets too high, and he's got to roll out of the throttle. It's stuck in third gear, which looks to me just like got no brakes. So
he's one of four drivers that have fallen a lap in arrears, along with Justin Haley, Kaz Grala, and Todd Gilliland. And with that mechanical problem that Ty Gibbs is nursing right now, that can make for a long afternoon still with 175 laps remaining.
Yeah, this is going to be one that Ty Gibbs is going to be ready to say, okay, I've had enough fun here in Martinsville. Let's get on to Phoenix next weekend. But for Brad Keselowski, continuing to show the way, he's now the top of the board as far as lap leading goes. He's led 123 laps. As a matter of fact, this is the most laps Brad Keselowski has led in the number six car since he's been at Roush Fenway Keselowski in a single race. So Brad Keselowski, once they made that decision, the call from Matt McCall to stay out there on the old tires, Rusty, get that track position, they've been up front the whole time.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Alex. That was back like lap 186 way back, and I'll tell you what, I had questions whether that would work, and it seems like it's worked out for him pretty good. And after he come down pit road and got four tires in that car in this last stop, just like everybody else, man, he's been strong throughout the event. He looks really solid. This is no joke, that's for sure.
And very smooth through lap traffic. He has lapped up to 28th place, Zane Smith. And right now, he has a six-car length lead over William Byron.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
Ryan Blaney has just gotten by Kyle Larson to take over the third position. Now Blaney's going to try to go to work on William Byron for second. All that behind your race leader, Brad Keselowski. Again, seven car lengths, his lead, 168 laps to go. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
We have just run our 67th consecutive green flag lap. Not the longest lap run of the day. Getting close to it, though. All those laps have been led by Brad Keselowski. But William Byron is starting to close in. Matter of fact, the battle for the lead down now to two car lengths as Keselowski off turn four roots his way to the inside of John Hunter Nemechek with William Byron looming large behind them.
Into turns one and two, Brad Keselowski with only a car length in hand now over Byron. Byron will have to deal with the lap car of Nemechek into turn three.
And Ryan Blaney has arrived on the scene as well. Top three basically separated by about eight car lengths with the lap machine of John Hunter Nemechek sprinkled in.
Brad Keselowski is going to have to be just about perfect here as he deals with the lap machinery. He'll exit turn number two down the back straightaway. Byron back about three car lengths. Here comes Blaney, another two back.
Right now, Ryan Blaney is third on the racetrack, and he is out of championship four contention by 32 points. He needs to win this race, Dave, and by doing that, he's got to go to the whip in order to get it done.
He knew it was a win or else scenario coming in. He's done everything he can so far, but there's still work to do to the inside of the lap machine of John Hunter Nemechek.
And one more pit stop to be made by everybody as well. Up front, Keselowski to the inside of Shane Van Gisbergen, trying to put another car between himself and the second place running Byron.
He will do exactly that at the exit of turn number two. He has pulled away. Keselowski in traffic seems to have the advantage. He can go to a lane that's not his best and still make pace.
William Byron was on offense, and now he must pivot to defense. Ryan Blaney is on the back bumper of William Byron for second.
He is on William Byron like white on rice right now, working the back bumper, looking to the inside off turn number two. Nothing doing that time as Christopher Bell goes way wide in turn four.
Christopher Bell's handling is going away on his car, not what he needs. He is the last car in on points right now, but only by 5 points, which is one spot per position.
Here comes Ryan Blaney now to the inside of William Byron. Battle for position in the top five. They're side by side down the back straightaway. Into three. Blaney dives low. The lap car of Shane Van Gisbergen dead ahead.
This is for second. They are dead even coming off the corner. Matter of fact, they may exchange a little paint right there. Side by side. Blaney to the inside of Byron in one.
The lap car of Van Gisbergen is on the bottom of the racetrack. He drifts up at the exit of turn number two. They're side by side behind him. Who's going to get the pick? Byron's got the open lane up high.
But Blaney gives Van Gisbergen the business, shoves him up the track nearly in front of Byron. However, the pick works for William Byron. Now Blaney gets into Van Gisbergen, who gets into Byron up the racetrack.
Byron goes way wide. Blaney scoots under them both. A little bit rough, but it'll count. Blaney to position number two.
Now Byron's going to try to root his way under SVG. All this going on while Brad Keselowski is wrestling with the lap car of Daniel Suarez. All this going on at lap 345.
Brad Keselowski's lead is down to about four, maybe five car lengths. He will bypass Daniel Suarez on the backstretch.
Tell you what, guys, we got some big-time track conditions changing, in my opinion. Turn one and two, there's no sun on one and two at all. Very little now down in turn three and four. And I'm watching that 12 car of Ryan Blaney. He's getting faster and faster. This track's cooling down quite a bit. That might be helping that car.
With 153 laps to go next time by and another pit stop to be made by everyone, a lot of racing still to go with Brad Keselowski, the race leader.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car. And there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Brad Keselowski continues to hold the lead. Now it's down to a car length and a half as Ryan Blaney is running him down. 150 laps to go from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Continuing to work under the green flag a few laps back, Chase Elliott and Alan Gustafson knew they needed a Hail Mary to try to get a win and be part of the championship four. Lap number 353. Alan Gustafson threw the ball in the air. We got to wait 146 laps to see if someone catches it. To pit lane to Steve Post.
Yeah, and that was the call. There was no damage on the car from that dust up he had with Chris Buescher, but Chase said the handle had gone away, and he asked Alan Gustafson for that Hail Mary. So they have done it. They made their call here with four tires. Rusty Wallace, before he went to the break, said this track condition changing may very well be helping Ryan Blaney. That's why Rusty's a Hall of Famer. He is absolutely right. They made a minor adjustment, and Ryan Blaney's car, that adjustment and these changing track conditions have served them well. He is all over Brad Keselowski right now. That battle with Ryan Blaney earlier on got pretty intense with William Byron. Chris, what's the story on William Byron's car?
William Byron said the contact when Blaney got into SVG and then into William Byron said it knocked the toe out. It has been so free since the contact. I don't know if I can hang on. Brandon Lyons, the spotter, comes over the radio and says, desperate times for desperate people. Your pace is still good. Let's get another 25 to 30 laps. We'll go down pit road and make our final stop, but you're still in contention. A near miss there for William Byron, but certainly the handling's gone away after that. that contact.
That trip to pit road has been brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Real unlimited data, less dollars, more cents. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com.
Brad Keselowski still the race leader in traffic, continuing with Ryan Blaney behind him. William Byron is third. Kyle Larson is fourth. Denny Hamlin is fifth. The rest of the top ten at the moment. Alex Bowman is sixth. Austin Dillon seventh. Ryan Preece eighth. Chase Briscoe ninth. And Mike 10th is Noah Gregson.
11th is Joey Logano with Bubba Wallace in 12th. Martin Truex Jr. is 13th. Ross Chastain is 14th. And Michael McDowell is 15th. Josh Berry is 16th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 17th. Austin Cindric 18th. 19th to Christopher Bell. And 20th is Eric Jones.
21st is Daniel Suarez. He's the first car a lap down. Kaz Grallis 22nd. Justin Haley 23rd. Chase Elliott is 24th a lap down after that green flag pit stop. Kyle Busch is 25th. Todd Gilliland 26th. Shane Van Gisbergen is 27th. Carson Hocevar 28th. Daniel Hemric 29th. And Ty Gibbs is 30th.
31st is Zane Smith. Tyler Reddick is 32nd. John Hunter Nemechek is 33rd. With Chris Buescher 34th. And Harrison Burton in 35th. Corey LaJoie is 36th. And the only car out of the race right now, Josh Balicki. He is posted in the 37th and last position.
Here is the battle for the race lead getting tight again. Eric Jones right in front of Brad Keselowski and Ryan Blaney side by side. Now Blaney opens up the inside lane.
Blaney looks to the bottom, but Keselowski trying to use the lap machine as a pick. He'll do that on the back straightaway. He powers around the outside of the Eric Jones machine with Blaney in tow.
Blaney looked like he was going to go three wide there for a moment, but he backed away and followed Brad up the back straightaway. But this again, the battle for the top spot, 137 laps to go.
I think Ryan Blaney realizes that he's got the faster car of the two and doesn't need to make any bonsai moves to try and get the lead. Little bobble for Brad going into three. Blaney gets into the back bumper.
They are closing in on Christopher Bell, who's the last car on the lead lap. The battle for the lead continues in turn two.
Brad Keselowski by about a foot now over Ryan Blaney. Blaney will take a peek to the inside off two. There's nothing there. Follows in his tire tracks. Now will go wide into three.
Blaney looking to the outside of the racetrack. He doesn't diamond the corner. Doesn't cut low. He'll just let that car swing wide and follow Brad across the start-finish line.
Maybe trying that outside line to see if he can make a high charge and pin Keselowski behind the Christopher Bell machine. But for the moment, that's not going to happen.
Not at all, because Keselowski goes right from the outside lane right to the bottom. Blaney still has yet to clear the Zane Smith car. Smith made a pit stop and has new Goodyear tires. Zane Smith's got better grip than the leaders.
Yeah, and he's right in the middle of it right now between the two leaders trying to dog the bottom of the racetrack. He's made it under Blaney. He'll make it under Keselowski. The bottom is open. Here comes Ryan Blaney.
Blaney to the inside. They make contact. Not once, twice, three times. Battle for the lead, getting physical at Martinsville. Lap traffic in the mix. Blaney goes wide in one, way wide in two.
Keselowski holds him off at least for the moment. More faster lap cars coming. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on newer tires. He'll go to the inside of Blaney.
Blaney's just got to keep his cool right now, guys. He's been using that front bumper. He's been using that right front fender also. He keeps that up. He's going to bend the toe in on that number 12 car and mess the handling of it up. This is a point in time where he's so close right now to maybe getting a win, he can't throw it away right now by losing his cool.
And there's an interesting dynamic. A lot of lap cars came to pit lane under green a few laps ago and have fresh Goodyear tires. They are driving by this battle for the lead. Meanwhile, Keselowski trying to put a lap on Christopher Bell.
He is to the inside of Bell now. Shane Van Gisbergen and Carson Hocevar have bypassed both of the leaders. Keselowski with the lead. To the about a car length back is Ryan Blaney as they try and clear the lap traffic.
Here they come off the corner. It'll be Keselowski out by two. Then you've got the car of Ryan Blaney. The car that is a lap down is Corey LaJoie and Christopher Bell, who right now finds himself 8 points to the good, still in championship four territory. One lap down, Alex, with 130 laps remaining.
With that being said, we continue to go under the green flag as they come back down. Denny Hamlin makes a pit stop in front of Chris Wilner.
Four-tire change was the call from Chris Gabehart. Denny still felt like the rears weren't in the racetrack. Lap 372 in the book should be this final scheduled stop for Hamlin, who, again, nice rebound from the back of the field inside the top 10.
trouble pit road. Kyle Larson nearly hits the back of Eric Jones. He clips the inside pit wall. Minimal damage, but a near disaster for Kyle Larson.
And let's cover the Kyle Larson stop.
He finally sneaks into his pit box again. Near miss on pit road, but it's a little bit slow on the right side. Now to the left side. Four or two Goodyear Eagles going on. Fuel cans engaged. He's down and away. William Byron is in as well for his final stop. Said the tow is definitely making the race car freer. They're going to try to tighten him up. Four tires and fuel. Depots.
Ryan Blaney brings the discount tire forward in, creeping down the front straightaway at 35 miles per hour. At the last few laps, he said the handle's gone away. He has no more grip. The call by Jonathan Hassler was, bring that car to a sign pit road. Blaney brings it down in. The crew around to the right side of the automobile. Right side work is looking good. Around to the left side right now for Ryan Blaney. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Ryan Blaney is down and away. Brad Keselowski's in front of you, Chris.
Oh, yeah, your race leader is down and already away. The RFK boys, another flawless four-tire change for Brad. They tweeted out that they had the record for the longest silence on Radio Channel 1. He's been happy with the race car. No changes for Brad Keselowski.
Off turn number four, William Byron and Ryan Blaney racing hard on the racetrack. They both made a green flag pit stop at the same time. Byron did get off the pit lane. He is in front of Ryan Blaney, Mike.
And Brad Keselowski will come out and blend in behind Byron and now is side by side with Blaney. We're in the middle of a cycle of green flag pit stops. Bubba Wallace has now cycled to the lead. Michael McDowell to second. Chase Elliott now has cycled up to third as we are still cycling through these pit stops with 125 laps to go.
Not sure when those drivers who have yet to pit are going to do so as we stay under the green flag. Bubba Wallace is now our seventh different driver to lead.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Bubba Wallace, the race leader, still needs to make a pit stop. The Hail Mary call by Alan Gustafson for Chase Elliott has them in front of Michael McDowell and in front of William Byron. Chase Elliott, when this is all said and done, if it stays under the green flag, should pick up the race lead from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Back at the Martinsville Speedway, down to 117 laps to go. And indeed, Chase Elliott has picked up the race lead, and he's got it by 3.8 seconds over William Byron, who is second. Brad Keselowski now third. Ryan Blaney fourth, and Kyle Larson is fifth.
You know what's interesting about this, Steve Post? That if the gamble that Alan Gustafson made to bring Chase Elliott in when he did and throw that Hail Mary, this is going to be one of the most genius pit calls, I believe, in the history of this race.
Unreal how big of an advantage they have. So they had a really, really good pit stop, and then Chase Elliott just got on the hammer when he came down to those fresh tires, and they have got a fairly comfortable lead. Now, it's a long way to go, and we'll have to see how the handle of the race car is. Chase had a problem with the handle of the car, but right now, it's looking good, and face it, when you're Chase Elliott, you need a Hail Mary, you just want a puncher's chance, and right now, they are at the front of this field. They might have to hang out a little bit, but they have got a shot to punch their ticket to the championship run with this call that Alan Gustafson made.
Chase Elliott's tires are 21 laps older than the rest of the field right now, and William Byron is faster than Elliott. We know that based off of everything we've seen today and the practice session yesterday, about 30 laps, you're going to lose about one full second a lap, Rusty.
Yeah, but can he run 149 laps on fuel? That's the big deal. I mean, a lot of people say he can run about 135 laps. If that's the case, he's going to be short on fuel if this thing goes green flag all the way.
So we'll find out how this plays out. Maybe a caution flag flies. Who knows how this is going to work with William Byron still second behind Chase Elliott.
So Elliott, Byron, Keselowski, Blaney, and Larson are the top five, and they are spread out now by 4 seconds, with Denny Hamlin falling back to sixth. Kyle Busch is posted seventh. Austin Dillon, Ryan Preece, and Chase Briscoe round out the top 10. 111 laps to go.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
No changes in the top five or the top 10 while we were away. Chase Elliott has reclaimed the lead here at Martinsville and has just led his 108th lap of the afternoon. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Hey.
Double turn chase. Number two. One car is around. It's Carson Hocevar. Backs it into the wall. Caution is on the speedway, and this will change everything. Everybody will tighten back up as we work the caution flag for the eighth time. Carson Hocevar went for a spin and backed it into the outside wall in turn two.
As we were coming out of the break, that is a lifesaver for Chase Elliott. He was leading by multiple seconds. William Byron had tracked him down. The separation was down to inches, and that was a perfect timed caution, Rusty, for Chase Elliott, because he was getting ready to get his doors blown off by his teammate.
Yeah, now we got to see what's going to happen. Are they going to come down pit road, or are they going to stay in the racetrack? I don't know. I mean, they're gambling. Everybody is.
Hendrick Motorsports driver Alex Bowman is the one that got into the back of Carson Hocevar and sent him around and into the outside wall in turn two.
So, Postman, being that everybody was just on pit road within the, last 20 laps or so, I'm assuming we'll see everybody come back to pit road?
I'm not 100% sure. Remember this sequence in stage number two where Brad Keselowski and Ryan Blaney stayed out on the racetrack. Track position is so good, but I think it's contingent upon how your car is. And, you know, track position for Chase Elliott might be good, but he feels like he's a sitting duck out there with the ill-handling nature. I'm going to keep an eye when that light goes green because I think we might have a mixed bag down here. Track position's been so valuable, but you've got to have a good handling car to make that track position pay off.
There are only 17 cars on the lead lap, so if a car or two elects to come into pit lane, they're only going to be at worst 16th, 17th position on the restart, right. And we've seen how valuable these new tires are and the fresh tires compared to the old tires.
Pit road was not open that time through, so we will continue with one more lap under the caution flag. Chase Elliott and William Byron were battling for the lead, yet Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, and Kyle Larson rounding out the top five. And right now, this track is in total shade. Matter of fact, as the sun sets, after daylight saving time ended last night, we are on the verge of sunset here at almost 5 p.m. Eastern time. The sun is ablaze up the hill behind the racetrack, but the lights are on, and we'll probably need them before we get to the end of this one. Pit road is going to be open, Alex. Here we go.
Looks like Chase Elliott will be the first to make that decision, obviously, and he's going to come to the inside of the track. Does he commit to pit lane? The answer is yes. Byron does not. William Byron stays out. Kyle Larson stays out. But Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin all come to pit lane. Chris Wilner.
Denny Hamlin come to the attention of his crew. He said, I still need lateral grip. They were debating about pitting, but they decided to go with whatever the leader did. It'll be a four-tire change. Sunoco fuel for Denny Hamlin down and away. Also down on pit road, plenty of other drivers, including Corey LaJoie and others. Steve Post, who's by you?
Chase Elliott is in, and the handle of that car was just not good enough where he felt he could go and hang on to the race. Four-tire Sunoco Racing fuel. Any chassis adjustment. Ryan Blaney's car got really loose on that run. Similar situation. Did not feel like that he could handle that race car and race forward. So caution here, lap number 401 with the pit stops, and we'll see where they cycle back out in line with all those 17 cars, I believe you guys just said, on the lead lap.
So Brad Keselowski was the first off the pit lane. You had Denny Hamlin off pit road in second. They have exited pit road, and they are at the bottom of the racetrack, allowing the rest of the field to funnel by. Elliott was third off the pit lane. Blaney was fourth. And this is going to set up quite the interesting mix with those that decided to stay on the racetrack.
We're less than 100 laps to go in the Xfinity 500.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Back at Martinsville Speedway, the one to go being displayed right here at the start-finish line.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Field is getting the one-to-go signal in the Xfinity 500. Right now, the NASCAR Cup Series getting ready to settle their next-to-last race of 2024. Mike Bagley here, along with Alex Hayden and Rusty Wallace. You've got Dave Mooney in the corners. You've got Steve Post, and you've got Chris Milner on the pit lane. We are wrapping up caution flag number 8. And through a unique pitting strategy, we've got William Byron and Kyle Larson, along with Ryan Preece, Austin Cindric, and Brad Keselowski that have cycled to the top of the leaderboard. Others came down the pit lane. Some have two tires. Some have four tires. Alex, we are getting ready to go back under the green flag.
This is going to be all what we've come to watch here at the Martinsville Speedway with the balance of two more drivers to get into the championship four. Green flag goes back in the air. Byron to the inside. He'll race hard. Oh, the caution comes back out. Caution is back out on the speedway.
Kyle Busch has lost a right front tire, Alex.
Yeah, so we have got the caution back out. It's rolling down here in turn number 4 all by itself, and that is going to be a big time penalty for Kyle Busch. He'll have to come back in. That'll be a 2-lap penalty for Kyle Busch. Plus, well, they're going to have some suspensions on that team coming up next week.
Yeah, that's a no-no. The right front is missing. Kyle is bringing the car back to pit road, and well, somebody's got to go get the tire, and that's the task at hand right now. It has almost coasted to a halt all by its lonesome. Everybody passing that tire to the outside. Matter of fact, it's in the middle of the Geico restart zone, so somebody will go fetch the tire. Here comes a safety truck right now to do that. But what was a decent day went rough, but got much better for Kyle Busch, and it's turned dramatically worse here with 93 to go.
Yeah, this is a tough one here. So you stand back on the throttle. You got an idea what your car did on that jump. Now you got the opportunity, single file again, and choose again what lane to restart in. If you didn't like what you had right there, you got the opportunity to rethink it.
The safety team is